Yes, once again, you can take that cup of coffee or tube of toothpaste with you the next time you fly. The Transportation Security Administration is permitting liquids and gels in small amounts on board if they're packed correctly. For commentator Joseph C. Phillips, it's about time. Just before the regulations eased up, he learned that the bans can cause more grief than they're worth.
Wouldn't you know it? The second I passed through airport security, my lips got dry. I needed Carmex. Of course, following revelations that 20 Muslim men from Great Britain plan to blow up planes using liquid explosives hidden in carry-on luggage, regulations now prohibit carrying any liquids or gels past the security checkpoint or onto the plane. This is, we are told, for our own safety. Yet, somehow, standing in the midst of all the security apparatus with dry lips, I didn't feel safe. I felt irritated to be certain, frustrated and annoyed also come to mind, but I didn't have the sense of well-being that security should ideally provide. Security must be more than X-ray machines and men with guns. The sense of security is every bit as important as the fact of security. Alas, the performance art we engage in at the airport provides little of either. And apparently I'm not alone in my feelings of insecurity. Recently, a group of passengers refused to board a Monarch Airlines flight until two men of East Asian appearance dressed in leather coats were removed. More recently, a Northwest Airlines flight from Amsterdam to Mumbai, India, was forced to land after the passengers and crew observed 12 men behaving suspiciously. The men were arrested, held, and subsequently released. I can't blame those passengers. In the years since 9/11, I have become far more aware of who's flying with me and how they're behaving. However, the response of the passengers on both Monarch and Northwest is not only a result of a heightened sensitivity since 9/11, it's also a response to the security measures we've put in place that breed distrust and insecurity. During this recent trip, I watched TSA agents frisk an 80-year-old woman. She was so frail that she needed assistance to stand in order to be searched. Now, clearly, if elderly, crippled women are to be body searched prior to boarding planes, we should all be very wary of any strapping young East Asian men overdressed for the season. Yes, we are at war, and that entails making sacrifices. But is that what is truly being asked of us? Sacrifice is giving something up for a greater purpose. What is the purpose here except to make us all actors in a bit of street theater? This recent trip, for instance, I was asked to show photo ID 3 times before getting to the security checkpoint. Just what are they looking for? Fake identification? Airport security wouldn't know fake ID if it jumped up and bit them. They just need to see that I am who I say I am. Well, on 9/11, 19 Arab men presented ID before passing through metal detectors and murdering 3,000 innocent people. We've been taking our shoes off for the last 3 years, assured that this was the only way to protect us from plastic explosives stuffed into a pair of Chuck Taylors. Well, suddenly it's revealed that the detectors were never able to identify explosives in shoes. It also turns out that they should have been checking our Gatorade bottles and tubes of Carmex. Let's face it. If we must fear ladies' lip gloss and tubes of Carmex, the TSA isn't going to keep us safe unless they begin doing cavity searches. And I don't want to give them any ideas. All that show of security is not keeping us safer. It's merely sowing distrust and suspicion among passengers, all the while eroding the public's confidence in the government's ability to keep us safe.
Joseph C. Phillips is an actor and commentator living in Los Angeles. This is NPR News.